This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Coming off the driest January in Fairbanks history, we did see a welcome few inches of new snow this week, but overall it's been very dry since early November. Rick, why haven't we been getting much snow?
Pretty much the same as we've had for a couple of months now. Basically, high pressure dominating has not allowed moisture to work into the interior from either the southwest from the Bering Sea and avoiding all the mountains, or as sometimes happens, moisture working through the coastal mountains of southeast Alaska and then being moved westward by winds aloft through the eastern and central interior. That hasn't happened much either. Now, thanks to a fairly snowy November in most areas, the total snowpack is overall not too far from normal. Most areas it's now below normal, but not dramatically so. However, we are into the drier part of the year.
Aside from less than premium skiing, snow machining, and mushing conditions, is there any serious fallout if things don't change much through February and March?
What really is going to matter is if we don't get a significant amount of snow over the next couple of months, then we could be looking at a low snowpack moving into the melt season. And this has potential impacts both for river breakup and, perhaps more significantly, for an early start to the fire weather season were we to get a mild spring that melted off what snow we have fairly early.
So the takeaway here is maybe think snow. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.